Chapter 9, Mishnah 5, Amniach Zaisim Bechosesh Shim Tonu. If he puts the olives in the press to soften them, and the reason you do that is that they would be Shiut Nechin Liktush, so that they'd be easier to press. Right? That's why he put them there. So now, Hara Elu Muksharin, if there's moisture that comes out of them in this scenario, then they'll be, that's moisture that he wants. And because it's moisture that he wants, so they are now susceptible to impurity. Yeah. But if he puts them there because he wants to salt them, right? He wants to salt, soften them by salting them for eating. So now it's a machlokes. By Shamo Emri Musharin, he says that the person does desire the juice they emit, and therefore they are susceptible. By Silal Emrim Einang Musharin, by Silal say no, they're not susceptible. The juice is not considered liquid. He doesn't want it. It impairs the flavor of the olives in this scenario where he's salting them, and therefore they are not susceptible to impurity. Next case, what happens if he crushes the olives with his impure hands? He hasn't purified himself.
In this case.
Different case now. Crushing olives with impure hands to eat them. And obviously when he's crushing them, they're going to be releasing moisture. So, and his hands are tame. So what's the status of the olives? Says the Mishnah Timon. The olives are rendered impure. And the reason being that when he's crushing them, he does want the moisture. He does, you know, it makes life part of it. That's where, so the moisture will render them susceptible to impurity. His hands are impure and he's touching the olives with impure hands, and therefore the olives would now become impure.